A top Trump surrogate says the news media are giving Kamala Harris a pass on her policy plans. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
With fewer than 80 days now to the November general election, Democrats and Republicans are gearing up for more intense campaigning as they seek to dominate not only the White House, but also both chambers of Congress. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
All races are expected to be tight, and that's why House Speaker Mike Johnson wasted no time in heading to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to endorse former Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, a Republican from the state's 2nd Congressional District. Harrell, a Cherokee woman and the first Republican Native woman elected to Congress, is challenging Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez, to whom she lost 2 years ago after the Democratic-controlled state legislature withdrew her district all the way back to Albuquerque. Some of the most favorable polls for Republicans had the GOP 2 seats short of the 218 districts needed to control the House, according to Border Report. Nevertheless, this hasn't stopped some GOP members, including Harrell, from remaining optimistic ahead of November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says a cooling labor market means it may be time to cut its key interest rate.
The unemployment rate began to rise over a year ago and is now at 4.3%. Still low by historical standards, but almost a full percentage point above its level in early 2023.
With inflation slowing, the Fed is widely expected to announce a modest quarter point cut in its benchmark rate when it meets in mid-September. This is SRN News. If you'd like to work for the Harris campaign, you have some choices to make, as Michael Harrington explains.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered 9 options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The families of 2 transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the 2 boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, peers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently, and a challenge to Connecticut's policy is in the courts. This is SRN News. Officials say they referred 43 cases of unruly airline passengers to the FBI for possible prosecution over the past year.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the rate of troubling passenger behavior has come down sharply since early 2021, but it's still too high. Airlines have reported more than 1,240 cases to the FAA this year, compared with nearly 6,000 in 2021. Relatively few of those cases are considered serious enough to be passed along to the FBI.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Biden administration next month will relaunch a program for every American to order free COVID-19 tests through the mail. Administration officials said during a briefing Friday, households will be able to order 4 free tests via the covidtests.gov website. Once it launches again in late September, those tests will be mailed directly to people's homes. More on these stories at srnnews.com.